I'd like for you to open your Bibles tonight to 2 Peter chapter number 3. I would like to ask you to really tune into God's Word tonight, because I do believe God wants to do a work in every one of our hearts this evening. In 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 3, this is the Apostle Peter writing, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days." Anybody believe we're in the last days? You do believe we're in the last days tonight? Then this scripture is for us. "There shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." Peter said, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, in the last days there would be people like that, saying, nothing's different. Where's the promise of the last days? Where's the promise of his coming? Everything just goes on and on and on and on, and the Lord is not coming. I want to preach for a few minutes tonight. All things are not the same. The scoffers, according to this prophecy, will say everything's the same. And Satan would like for us in this building tonight to believe everything is the same. But I am here to declare that we live in a dramatically different day than has ever happened in the history of our world. And it has meaning to you and to me here in this service tonight. I want you to understand that you are a special generation. And this is a special time. And if we don't realize that, then we will not be the special people that God intends for this generation to be. I don't think you're tuned in with me yet. I think you're still checking your pictures out and getting comfortable. But I want you to be tuned in with me from the very beginning this evening, because I feel an urgency in my heart to remind every person here, all things are not the same. This is an urgent time. This is a prophetic time. This is an urgent hour. And I want to just give you a few specifics tonight, because if Satan can convince us that this isn't really a special time, then we'll fall back into our old routines and we will not be the people that God needs for us to be right now. Praise the Lord. First of all, we do live in a special time, because many major prophetic things are happening right now. Many of them happened this week. Let me just give you some brief examples. The Bible prophesies that there will be a confirming of the covenant by the world community that will pertain to the status of the Holy Land, to the land of Israel, the status of Jerusalem, and the Temple Mount. There is a world document called the Roadmap for Peace that deals with the status of the Holy Land, the status of Jerusalem, and the status of the Temple Mount. The United Nations voted this last Wednesday unanimously. The UN Security Council voted to adopt this roadmap for peace as international law under the authority and the power of the UN Security Council. Now, just to make sure that you fully understand what I'm saying to you, the Bible prophesies that there's a covenant pertaining to Jerusalem that, when it's confirmed, you can set your calendar, we're 7 years away from the Battle of Armageddon. There is a chance that that happened on April the 30th of this year, because that's when this roadmap was actually presented by the world community to Israel and to the Palestinians. However, on November the 19th, this last Wednesday, the UN Security Council, which is the most powerful body of international law. That's where resolutions are made that cause the world community to go to war against such people as Milosevic, Saddam Hussein, and others. A vote was taken Wednesday and unanimously approved that the roadmap for peace, which lines up perfectly with all the prophecies that are supposed to happen at the time of the confirmation of the covenant. I've done it. I've taken the prophecies of the confirmation of the covenant. I've taken the document of the roadmap. I have a copy of it on my computer, laid it side by side, and everything matches. I cannot tell you for positive tonight that the final 7 years began on April the 30th of this year. But I also cannot tell you that it did not. I do not know yet. If it did, we're 6.5 years tonight from Armageddon. We're 3 years from the beginning of the Great Tribulation tonight. If, and please don't go away here and say I said that, because I don't know right now. All I know is that we are in prophetic territory, and we will make a terrible mistake if it's business as usual in our church, in your life, in my life. We should not allow ourselves to be rocked to sleep, because all things are not the same. All things are not the same. Now add to that, that we are entering the year 2004. The Bible prophesies very clearly that there must be a revival of the Holy Roman Empire. For many years now, this revival has been in progress. It started in 1957. By means of the Treaty of Rome, six nations joined together to become an economic union, knowing that someday it would lead them to political union. Here we are, 50 years later, and now then, there are 15 nations in this union. They now share a common money. They now share a common foreign policy. They will add 10 more nations in 2004, bringing this to 25 nations with a population of 450 million. It'll be the third largest nation on the planet next to China and India, but immediately will be the most powerful because these are very modern and advanced industrialized nations. They're not backward third world nations. This is Germany, France, Italy. This is Great Britain. These are all the powers, the traditional powers of Europe. They are also the powers that make up the Holy Roman Empire. Now let me tell you what's going to happen in 2004. They are working on a constitution right now. It will become the Constitution of Europe in 2004. They are going to have an election of a European president in 2004. They also have a common money right now. They are right now reviving the Holy Roman Empire. The Bible is explicit that the Holy Roman Empire is going to give this world the Antichrist and his religious partner, the false prophet. Everything in the Holy Roman Empire began in 800 A.D. when Pope Leo III put the crown on the head of Charlemagne and said, "I now crown you emperor of the Holy Roman Empire." From that day forward, for the next 1,000 years, Europe was ruled by a king from Europe and by a pope from Italy working together. The Bible prophesies in Revelation chapter number 13 that there will soon rise another king from Europe, the Antichrist, and another pope from Italy who will serve and play the role of the false prophet. The present pope is very ill. I think the odds are extremely high when he passes away. Most people think it will be within months now that the man who takes his place will be the false prophet himself. I am telling you tonight, Richmond Church, Oak Park Church, I am telling you tonight, all things are not the same. This is not time for us to settle down. This is not time for us to quit praying. This is not time for us to quit teaching Bible studies. This is time for us to wake out of sleep. Now, in case you don't think I know what I'm speaking about, when the first coin was minted for the European common market, the European Union, as it is now known, it was 1987. I have one of them in my hand. 1987, it's called an ecu. It's a $22 gold piece. I have it right here. And when they minted their first coin, guess whose picture they decided would go on their first coin? Mr. Charlemagne, the first emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. They know that they are reviving the Holy Roman Empire. I have here right now the Economist magazine. This is called the Periodical of Kings and Presidents. I receive a copy of it every week. It is published by Lord Rothschild from England. And every single week, they have a special section. It's called the Charlemagne section. These are the three most recent copies I have. I mark every one of them. Title, Charlemagne. He's the first emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. Every single week, the article on that page is devoted to the progress towards the European Union. Your Bible talks about a Holy Roman Empire united. It depicts it as feet of iron mingled with clay. And furthermore, it also depicts it as a woman riding a beast in Revelation chapter 17. I'm telling you tonight, that's what's going on right now in our world while we're sitting here having church as usual. I'm telling you, everything is not the same. We are watching the prophecies as they are progressing this evening. You probably hear as much prophecy as any church on the planet. And if we're not careful, we could get tone deaf to it. But I'm asking you, do not allow that to happen, because this is a message of this hour. I'm telling you, there's a world out there that's hungry, and God has made this church a guardian of the prophecy message of the end time. I stood in Dallas Friday night with 2,500 people sitting in front of me, 85 or 90% of them non-apostolic. I had them gathering around me. I'm talking about doctors and lawyers and business people and everybody else, like baby birds just wanting to talk a little bit. Got an invitation to a very special restaurant. We went there on Thursday night, Alvernay. Al is in one of our churches, and you don't want to go there unless you got a pocket full of money. Because for 11 of us, the bill was $600. However, he likes us, so it was free for us. And he said, now when you come back next, I told him, he said, you come to my restaurant. It's the second time in a row he's treated us. I said, Al, I don't want to impose on you. He said, you're not imposing. He said, I want to do this because when you come here, I get to talk to you. And he wants to talk about what's happening, what's this, what's that. And what am I saying to you tonight? I'm telling you, we don't need to take for granted this marvelous, powerful message of the end time, because there are people that would like to convince you there's nothing to all this prophecy. All things remain the same. I'm here to declare that is a lie. All things are not the same. The Pope understands exactly what's happening right now. He knows they're writing a new constitution. I downloaded this article today. Christianity must be in the EU constitution, says the Pope. This is November the 7th, just a couple weeks ago. The Pope issued a new appeal today to drafters of the European constitution to include explicit mention of the continent's Christian roots in the document. A society forgetful of its past is exposed to the risk of not being able to deal with its present, and worse yet, of becoming the victim of the future, he said in the Vatican. The Pope was addressing Christian Democrat politicians at a seminar. John Paul said Christianity was the focus behind such values as the dignity of the human person, the central role of the family, founded upon marriage, and the rule of law and democracy. He said, when you put your European constitution together, don't forget, it's been church and state. It's been politics and religion. It's been iron mingled with clay for the last 1,000 years. Why is he saying all this? Because we are right now watching a revival of the Holy Roman Empire. I'm telling you, 2004 is going to be the birth of the Holy Roman Empire. The election of their first president. Adopting of the Constitution. You are getting ready to see this in the next 3, 4, 5 months. Things are not the same. And that's the reason the Oak Park Church needs to be in continuing revival. That's the reason we need to be a church of prayer. That's the reason we need to be a church of witnessing. That's the reason we need to be a church of Bible study. You know, there aren't many things I could preach about tonight. I pulled up an article on the internet a few days ago, and China was threatening once again to go to war with Taiwan. You know there's a war coming that's going to kill 2 billion people. In my judgment, the next year or two or three is the highest possibility that you are going to witness a war that will kill one-third of the human race. I know it's coming. The Bible says it's coming. And that's the reason we cannot be a normal church. We cannot be a carnal church. We cannot be a lukewarm church. We cannot be an indifferent church. Because this world is depending on us. The world is counting on us to stay awake. Are you with me tonight? Are you listening to me tonight? I want to tell you, this world is not standing still. They're working day and night. They're having seminars every day. They're planning every day. I don't know what your life is like tonight, but I'm urging every member of this church, lay aside every weight and the sin that would so easily beset us. If you're not where you should be with God, get where you should be with God. Don't let the devil rob you of the church in its finest hour. Revelation 13:16 says it this way. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. And his number is 666. This afternoon I clicked on 666 on my computer Bible. It kicked up the original Greek to me. Ki, Z, stigma. And then it had another reference there. Greek number 4742. I clicked on it. It gave the definition of stigma. Here's what it said. To stick or to prick. A mark incised or punched. For recognition of ownership. To stick or prick with a mark indicating recognition of ownership. I'm telling you, Satan wants to own you. Satan wants to own every one of us. And he intends to eventually have a mark. Now, this article appeared Friday. I want you to listen to it. Biochip implant arrives for cashless transactions. Announcement at global security confab unveils syringe injectable ID microchip. At a global security conference held today, that was Friday the 21st, in Paris, while we're having our prophecy conference with 2,500 people in Dallas, these guys are planning something totally different. They're planning one way, we're against them. We're over here, they're against us. We're serving different gods. We're working toward different goals. Are you listening to me tonight? Please don't turn me off. I'm telling you, you need to pay attention to what's going on here. At a global security conference held Friday in Paris, an American company announced a new syringe injectable microchip implant for humans designed to be used as a fraud-proof payment method for cash and credit card transactions. The chip implant is being presented as an advance over credit cards and smart cards, which, absent biometrics and appropriate safeguard technologies, are subject to theft, resulting in identity fraud. In his speech today at the ID World 2003 conference in Paris, France, Scott Silverman, CEO of Applied Digital Solutions, called the chip a loss-proof solution and said the chip's unique under-the-skin format could be used for a variety of identification applications in the security and financial worlds. Today's speech, however, represented the first formal public announcement by the company of such a program. Applied Digital's announcement in Paris suggested wireless technologies, RFID development, new software solutions, smart card applications, and subdermal, that means below the skin implants, might one day merge as the ultimate solution for a world fraught with identity theft, threatened by terrorism, buffeted by cash-strapped governments, and law enforcement agencies looking for easy data collection, and corporations interested in the marketing bonanza that cutting-edge identification, payment, and location-based technologies can afford. The article concluded with this. Prior to today's announcement, Art Cransley, Senior Vice President at MasterCard, most of you have one in your pocket, commented on the PayPass system in a U.S. Today interview. We're certainly looking at designs like key fobs. It could be in a pen or a pair of earrings. Ultimately, it could be embedded in anything. Someday, maybe even under the skin. Senior Vice President, MasterCard. All things are not the same. We are in a world that's walking and planning this evening for the mark of the beast. I read it to you from the scripture. I read it to you from Friday's article. Here we're living in the midst of it right now. I never believed that I would live to see the day when a U.S. court would mandate allowing a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. That's where you're living. You are living in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. And I want to tell you, if the devil's messing with your brain and causing you to live loose and you're not living for God with all your heart, you need to take a brand new, fresh look tonight at what you're doing. This is not time to be playing games. This is time for us to draw near, for now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. Stand with me, please, right now. Hallelujah. Wherever you are tonight, if you're not right where you need to be with God, I want to ask you to walk down this aisle to this altar this evening. If you're cutting corners in your salvation, or maybe you just, your prayer life has been negligent, I've come to tell you tonight, don't let the devil tell you that all things are just rocking along. They're not. Satan is on fast forward this evening. I want to say to every member of this church, I love every one of you dearly. I've been privileged to pastor this church for 30 years. I love every one of you. But don't let yourself get worldly. Don't let yourself get carnal, where you're careless with your church attendance. You put everything else. You find ways. You find excuses. Don't let the devil rock you to sleep. Because the only way he does that is when you say, but somehow he convinces you, oh, everything's the same. We're not really in the end time. We're not really in the last days. I'm here to declare to you that is a lie. We are smack dab in the middle of the last days. This moment, we're in them right now. And let me tell you, if they're having conferences all over the world, we need to be having conferences, amen, to counteract, because we're on the Lord's side tonight. And we're the only one that has an answer to all the things that Satan is doing right now. This church, the Church of the Living God, we're the only ones that have the answer for this world that we're living a part of right now.